On Election Day, efforts to do away with or reform gerrymandering will appear on ballots in four states. They are Michigan, Missouri, Utah, and Colorado. And they follow Ohio, where lawmakers put a measure to curb partisan manipulation of congressional districts on the ballot for that state's May primary, and voters approved it by a large margin. It's unusual for so many states to deal with gerrymandering ballot measures. Only five had taken up the issue over the entire last decade. Ray Allen Bischel from member station KUNC reports on how end gerrymandering campaigns are playing out in two western states, Utah and Colorado.
Aside from an exceptional amount of pigeon poop, this street corner in Denver looks totally normal, deceptively normal.
There are buses crossing, there are cars zooming by.
That's Amanda Gonzalez, and she knows something that the people waiting to cross the street don't, that when they step off this curb, they're walking the plank, crossing an invisible precipice.
The invisible line isn't discernible from any other place on this corner.
It's the line that separates a state voting district represented by one politician from a district represented by another politician. And people don't seem to give a pigeon poop about these lines.
Hi, did you know that you're standing on the line between District 31 and 34?
It doesn't make any difference to me, sorry.
Nope, I never really concerned me. Just crossing Colfax Broadway.
These lines are everywhere, crisscrossing the country through cities and fields, sometimes cutting right between neighboring homes in a gated community. And Gonzalez says they're really important.
Absolutely.
Gonzalez is the executive director of Colorado Common Cause. It's one of many groups backing a measure in Colorado that wants to drastically change who draws those lines.
Hopefully, after November, the people drawing that line will be people just like you and me. Right now, it's largely politicians that draw it.
Historically, state legislatures have drawn those maps, and that's where gerrymandering comes in. The party in power can draw the map in a way that will make it easier for its party members to win in coming elections. Imagine a pizza with olives and tomatoes. There are all sorts of creative ways to cut up the pizza. Some ways would leave each piece looking pretty much 50-50, olive-tomato. Other slicings might cluster all the olives on one piece. Or the opposite, leave hardly any olives at all. Now imagine the olives are Democrats and the tomatoes are Republican, or vice versa. That's gerrymandering.
And that's a huge problem for our democracy.
That's Michael Lee. He's a redistricting expert at NYU's Brennan Center for Justice.
By no means are the Rocky Mountains the worst states, but you know the problem of gerrymandering is one that has been growing and is one that is getting worse.
Lee says when state legislatures are in charge of drawing the district maps, it's kind of like letting the fox design the henhouse.
It's sort of counter to the vision of how most people think the democracy should work. You should be able to throw the rascals out, and unfortunately, the rascals have engineered it so they never get thrown out.
And this year, Colorado and Utah are part of a bigger trend to change that setup. Next month, voters in both states will decide if they're going to take the map drawing power out of the hands of legislators and put it into the hands of regular citizens. In Utah, lawmakers from both sides of the aisle would choose those people. Colorado's plan is more extreme, as this ad from the group Fair Maps Colorado explains.
No lobbyists, no politicians, gerrymandering banned.
In Colorado, retired judges would choose some of the people to put on the commission. The others would be chosen at random from a pool of applicants. The combined group would be equal parts Republican, Democrat, and independent.
Yes, that's essentially how it works.
Kent Theory is one of the architects behind Colorado's move.
If we pass this, we will probably have, unambiguously, the most thoughtful gerrymandering reform initiative in America.
That may be an exaggeration. So I asked Michael Lee, will these measures in Utah and Colorado prevent gerrymandering in those states?
Yes. If they pass, they will be models for states around the country.
Most importantly, he says, both measures would make partisan gerrymandering illegal. Right now, it isn't.
The Supreme Court has deadlocked on the issue repeatedly. And so right now, there really isn't a way to go into court and say, this map is unfair, this map is a partisan gerrymander.
Both of these measures would make that possible. So even if an evil mastermind found a way to game the system and get those regular citizens to gerrymander, voters would have a way to fight back.
Yes, that's huge. The ability to go to court is absolutely huge. And it's part of a growing trend.
One that's especially relevant right now. The 2020 census is right around the corner. And when those results come back, it'll be time to draw new maps. For Here and Now, I'm Ray Ellen Bischel.
And Ray Ellen's story comes to us from the Mountain West News Bureau.